Coffee and Drops with your host, Kai. Thank you for joining me for the first episode, and let's jump in. For the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to make this podcast about or how to start it, and I realized that there is no clear way or clear indication of how to do it or the right way to do it than just jumping in and talking to you guys, honestly, me to you, heart to heart, and just getting what I have to say out there. So I wanted to start off by getting not only your guys' opinion, but telling you about a certain event that happened to me about 2-3 weeks ago, which still kind of, blows my mind, bothers me a bit, and I don't necessarily know how to deal with it. So where I work is, I guess you can consider it customer service. So I have to be dealing with people all day. I have to, look presentable as best as I can. Nothing too flashy. I've never been, the type of person to be too overly flashy or too fancy. So I'm usually, my wardrobe usually consists of, some jeans, some dark jeans, a t-shirt or just a blouse, a sweater if it's cold, and then some shoes, just some regular sneakers, Nikes, whatever. So I've never had a problem with this. This has always been my style. It's never been a big deal. I've never had any kind of problem with it until a few weeks ago. It was about a Tuesday, and I was doing my work normally, nonchalantly, greeting people, talking to everyone I had to, and answering phones, and just doing everything that I did. And this woman came up to me, and she was about in her late 40s, maybe early 50s. So she was there to speak with us, or mostly with the manager, about some kind of problem. I'm not sure exactly what kind of issue she had or something like that. But while we were waiting for the right person to come and talk to her, she was sitting in the waiting room with me, and I was just in my desk, doing what I was doing, picking up the phone, making notes on the computer, stuff like that. And she just looks over at me and just stares for about 10 to 15 minutes, just straight up staring at me, no concern for me or my well-being at all, just staring. And out of nowhere, I was offering her, would you like something to drink? Is there something I can help you with? There's some magazines on your left there if you want to, browse through those, anything like that. And she just would say, no, thank you, I'm fine, or stuff like that. And just out of nowhere, I finished my phone call, and just out of nowhere, she looks up to me, she comes closer, and she tells me, "You would be so beautiful, if you only knew how to take care of yourself, how to dress better like an actual lady, and how to look like a proper young lady." I mean, mind me, I was, flabbergasted at the moment. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know to take that as a compliment or as an insult. I didn't really know what to do at that moment, so I didn't really say much. I didn't really get a chance to either, because a few seconds later my boss came out and took the lady to his office, so I couldn't really say anything. But I sat there for a few minutes just thinking over her words, thinking over what she said, and I couldn't understand if I should be flattered, offended, or what emotion am I supposed to have? What was that? Was that a good thing? A bad thing? What was I supposed to do? I kind of, took it out of my mind, focused back on my job, did everything I had to do that day. But then a few minutes later, about 20, 30 minutes later, she came out of the office, walked past me, said, goodbye, thank you, whatever. And then right before she left, she slipped me a card for a hairstylist salon, like a hair place, and she says, "Remember what I said, think about it," and left. Now, I did not know what the heck this woman's problem was. I didn't know what I did to cause this, if I do look that frumpy. I'm not exactly sure because, like I said, I don't wear makeup. I don't put too much of an effort in my appearance, in the sense of, you know, no high heels, no overly expensive jewelry, nothing like that. But I also try not to look frumpy or, you know, just blech. Like, I try at least to look presentable, to look nice. But I did not know, like, what this lady's problem was. I did not know if she, you know, saw, like, something in me, maybe potential to be beautiful if I did my makeup and all this kind of stuff, or if she just saw me as not beautiful enough because I wasn't wearing makeup, because I wasn't wearing fancy, because I wasn't wearing, you know, fake nails and acrylic nails and looked all, you know, princessy and everything. And this sparked my interest. What do you guys think about this, honestly? Do you think that a woman, no matter where she works, whether it be customer service, restaurant, management, at the home, because home work is definitely work, is sometimes a bit more stressful and more work than an actual, you know, office job and stuff like that. But do you guys think that this type of work should, like, a person who works just out in public and has to deal with people, and even people who don't, who are, let's say, in a cubicle, you know, just answering phones, anything like that, but just any woman who has to have contact with the outside world and with other people, do you guys think she needs, it's a necessity, it's an obligation, it's a requirement for her to be dolled up, like if she's going to the club, for her to, you know, have makeup, excessive makeup, or maybe not excessive, but just makeup, her hair done just fabulously, perfectly well, manicured nails, manicured hands, you know, high heels, skirts, stuff like that? Or do you guys think and believe in more of the normal, just natural kind of look, you know, not dependent on where you are or where you work? I would really like to hear you guys' opinions. I want to know what you all have to say about it. So if you can please go to the link of this podcast, there is a link there that will take you to my voice messages. And if you could please send me your opinion, what you think, your thoughts, any experiences like this that you've had, I would love to hear from you and see what, you know, what you guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about, I mean, this woman? Was she right? Was I wrong to be offended? Was I wrong to not really know her intentions? Was I wrong? Did I assume her intentions? Or were they pretty clear? I want to know what you think. So please, like I said, go to the link of this podcast, and there will be, in the description, I'm sorry, there will be a link to my voice messages. Please, you know, send me something. Let me know what you think. Let me know of your experiences, if you have any similar stories to this, and, you know, see what we can come up with. See what the world thinks about this issue. I am very interested in knowing what you guys think regarding this matter. As I'm sure you've noticed, I'm making this podcast as a bit of a storytelling, question and answer, and opinion kind of vlog. I know I could do this on, you know, any other platform like YouTube and stuff like that, but I honestly wanted to do it here because I want more of a chance to be able to interact with you guys, to be able to interact with a bigger audience and get my opinions out there, see if there's like-minded people. Thank you for joining me for this first episode. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sorry for the shortness of it and for just the crappiness of it. I promise I will get better. I hope you stick around enough to see me get better, to hear me get better. Please join me next time, which will probably be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to see what else we can come up with, see what else we have opinions about, see what else we can talk about. And please look in my description for a voice message link, an email, and reach out to me. Tell me what you want to hear, what you don't, what you like. Give me topics, anything that you want to talk about, stories, just anything you can possibly share with me, please do. I would love to hear from you and to make you a part of this podcast, which is going to be your podcast. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you for taking a listen, for letting me into your ears, into your minds. Thank you for giving me a chance, and I hope not to let you down. Bye.